You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Thursday morning, February 26th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Netherton now recognizes Rare Disease Day and highlights growing global awareness of Netherton syndrome. In recognition of Rare Disease Day 2026, Poiein Pharmaceuticals Limited highlighted the continued growth of its Netherton Now awareness campaign, aiming to amplify voices impacted by Netherton syndrome. Videos on the Netherton Now website have garnered 2 million views and 24 million impressions globally. The campaign, launched in 2025, sheds light on the challenges faced by those with this rare genetic disease with no approved treatment or cure.
Trailbreaker Resources announces flow-through financing up to $3 million. Trailbreaker Resources Limited announces a non-brokered structured private placement offering aiming to raise up to $3 million for critical minerals exploration expenses. The offering includes CMETC flow-through units and FEET units, each consisting of common shares and warrants. The proceeds will fund exploration activities on the company's properties in British Columbia. The offering is subject to TSX Venture Exchange acceptance and will have a hold period of 4 months plus 1 day from closing.
Heart attack deaths rose between 2011 and 2022 among adults younger than age 55. Heart attack deaths among adults younger than age 5 have risen between 2011 and 2022, with women more likely than men to die after a first heart attack. A new study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals a concerning trend, highlighting the need for improved risk assessments and treatment strategies for this demographic. The American Heart Association's Go Red for Women initiative continues to address cardiovascular health, gender disparities.
AmpliTech Group and Northeastern University have successfully demonstrated the first open-source prototype of a massive MinMo O-RAN system with Category B front haul. This achievement showcases AmpliTech's commercial-grade 5-gram 64T64R MIMO radio in an end-to-end open-stack O-RAN deployment, marking a significant milestone for open, interoperable wireless systems.
Biomed news breaks: Volition Rx Limited NYSE American VNRX reports multi-pillar clinical and commercial progress. Volition Rx Limited reported significant clinical and commercial progress, including the submission of a manuscript for peer review, showcasing new methods and biomarkers for cancer detection. The company is making strides in commercializing its new Q-Cancer assay for lung cancer and its new Q-NETS assay for early sepsis detection. Volition also announced breakthrough veterinary results with its new QVET feline assay, demonstrating 100% specificity in detecting feline lymphoma.
Engineered nanoparticles hold promise in delivering precision cancer treatments. Engineered nanoparticles developed by McGill University researchers show promise in delivering precise cancer treatments to disease lymph nodes, reducing toxic side effects in mice. This innovative method targets cancer spread in the lymphatic system, potentially eliminating the need for surgical removal of affected nodes. The research, published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, paves the way for future human trials. Stay tuned to see if these nanoparticles can be used for upcoming cancer treatments.
Rock Breaks Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc., CSE, NOP, OTCQB, NOP, FFE, receives $807,000 from warrant exercises, boosting their cash reserves. The company received the funds from the exercise of 14,636,600 common share purchase warrants, representing almost all warrants subject to acceleration. with a cash balance of around $1.25 million and 143 million common shares issued, the company plans to use the additional $2.46 million from outstanding warrants for further exploration and development of the Murdoch Mountain project. Rock Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp. reports final 2025 West Santa Fe drill results highlighting high-grade oxide gold and silver. Lahontan Gold Corp. reports final 2025 West Santa Fe drill results revealing high-grade oxide gold and silver. The drill hole, WSF-25-04R, returned 36.6 meters grading 3.11 grams per ton gold equivalent from surface, with additional high-grade intervals up to Lahontan Gold Corp. reports final 2025 West Santa Fe drill results, revealing high-grade intervals up to 12.04 grams per ton gold. The drill hole, these results support potential for low-cost open pit and heap leach development, with plans for a follow-up spring drilling campaign.
American science suffers as brain drain intensifies. The biomedical ecosystem in the U.S. faces a threat as younger researchers choose to work abroad due to challenges in innovation. This brain drain intensified last year with policy changes, pushing many to seek opportunities elsewhere. As more researchers leave and skilled immigrants struggle to enter, companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are crucial for the future of medical innovation.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.